Randy Wright felt terrible, his bowed head and furrowed brow creating a patch of darkness over his eyes, hiding the shame that lived there. A pair of small portable lights lit up the small cave as Randy sat next to Connell Kirkland, keeping watch over the sleeping, wounded man. Angus, Veronica, Sanji, and O'Doyle slept as well. An exhausted-looking Librand remained awake, watching over O'Doyle. This whole thing had started out as an adventure. Not anymore. Mac Hendricks was dead, killed by those strange animals. If Randy and Angus had been up front with their technology and with their alternate entry point into the tunnel complex, would Mac still be alive? Maybe. Randy would always wonder if he could have prevented a man's death. But at the same time, if he and Angus had sat back, done nothing, then Veronica, Sanji, O'Doyle, Librand, and Kirkland would be dead as well. Angus had been scared at first, but Randy's friend just needed some encouragement. When the gun started roaring, Angus, the more experienced climber, had done the right thing and gone down to get the others. Connell lurched and sat up suddenly. Randy grabbed his arms, careful to avoid the wounded shoulder.
You're safe, Mr. Kirkland. It's all right.
A wide-eyed Connell stared at Randy, then at the sleepers, then all over the small cavern. Every move a hard twitch.
Gotta stop waking up like that. Where are we?
Randy let go of Connell and eased back to sit on the ground.
We're in a cave that Angus and I sealed off with rocks. We're safe. For now, at least.
Connell started to get up, winced sharply, and stayed where he was. His right hand felt gingerly at his left shoulder. He looked at the cool suit material there, stitched together just like the skin beneath it.
I got cut. How bad?
21 stitches. It looks like it missed ligaments and tendons. Sanji stitched you up while I followed behind, repairing your suit. Librand and Angus did the same for O'Doyle. We used up all the cool suit patches, though, so we have to make sure no one else gets cut.
Connell's gaze flicked around the cavern again and landed on O'Doyle and Librand.
He was cut too.
Randy nodded.
15 stitches on his face. Another 10 on his leg. Sanji thinks he'll be okay. Well, as long as we don't move him for a day or so.
Connell grimaced.
We don't have a day.
Connell started to rise. Randy tried to help, but Connell pushed him away.
Wake everyone up. We have to figure out our next step.